follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good brilliant afternoon.
Good brilliant evening.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And welcome to Being Here. Today's show is Step Into Your Brilliance.
Yes, and I cleaned my glasses so I can see brilliantly.
Oh, that's great. Do I look crisp?
I cleaned yours, too. You look very crisp,
excellent,
yes.
Excellent, excellent.
Without my glasses, you look like a painting. With my glasses, you look like a photograph.
Ah,
in focus.
Yes.
It's amazing. New glasses. Never had them before.
Well, welcome to the show. We are thrilled to have you with us. Today is a beautiful day, and the reason is because it is today, and we are being here.
That's right.
And if you haven't listened to our show before, we like to let you know
that we finish each other's sentences.
So,
we tell you that up front so that you don't disturb yourself with our style.
And
if you do disturb yourself with our style...
Oh, you don't want to do that. Just skip that.
Yeah.
Let's not even have that be an option.
Yeah, okay.
So, welcome to the show. Let's talk about how to get the most out of it.
I love how you head me off.
And the most...
Before I say bad things.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Because
today, step into your brilliance.
Yes.
Everything is brilliant.
It is. It
really
is.
May as well have it be that way.
Yes.
So, if you want your day, your moment, this show to work its magic on you, let's talk about listening.
Yeah, let's. Because listening is the thing that most of us think we do. But that's exactly what we do. We think about listening rather than listen.
You know when you really listen? You're actually tuning in with your ears to hear what another person is saying from his or her perspective. And when you do that, it pulls you right into this moment.
And what happens as a byproduct of getting into the current moment of your life is your life transforms. You actually become enlightened in that moment.
And by the way... It's as simple as that.
And enlightenment, the middle word is light. So it's really about lightening up and having fun with your life. And I know there's all kinds of bad things happening in the world that justify feeling miserable. But you don't have to go there. You know, if you feel good, you could actually turn some of those bad things around.
Hey, would you mind, everybody, if I make a big, bold statement about you?
I wouldn't mind if you do.
Okay, well, since you're the only person physically in the room right now, I will take your assent as a yes for everybody else. Here we go. Here's the big, bold statement. Yes, you are brilliant. You are brilliant.
That's a very bold statement.
That's the big, bold statement, but I am absolutely 100% certain it is true. You are brilliant, but if you aren't experiencing your brilliance,
then you're probably thinking about your life in comparison to how you think it ought to be or where you should be by now in your experience of living, what you should have attained by now, where you should have gotten to, how you should have had, you should have a relationship if you don't, maybe you shouldn't if you do, you know, but...
It's so easy to compare yourself to other people or your ideas of where you should be, but let's talk about comparing yourself to other people for a moment. An oak tree cannot be compared to a rose bush.
That's right.
They're
both
different.
Both are uniquely they're themselves.
And contrary to popular belief, you cannot possibly be doing your life wrong. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Well, one thing is, you got 7 billion people on the planet. We didn't talk about our approach, but each one of those 7 billion people are unique individuals. Each one has different DNA. Each one is different. We're all unique. So you don't have to do things to make yourself unique. You already are unique.
Do you have any idea how rare an event it is for you to have been born? It really is quite rare. Think of all the eggs and sperm that your parents had, that you were a creation.
Sexy again.
I know, but we're about to go on vacation. I'm allowed.
Right. Yes, you are.
But really, you are this amazing creation. creation. Now, if you get lost in your considerations about your inadequacies or your story about you, you may lose sight of your brilliance, but
Let's talk about our approach.
You
our approach
brilliant.
Is not psychotherapeutic. It's anthropological. And an anthropologist is someone who studies cultures, not to judge what they see, but to see how the culture functions. Well, all us human beings were raised into an ongoing culture. We were born into a culture that existed before we got here, and everything we know and everything we consider to be us that we learned about ourselves and how we should be from the standards of that society, that culture, it all came from that culture. It didn't come from you. So the story of your life is based on, like, what you think you should be, and it started at an early age when you didn't have the facilities that you could have if you let go of your story.
Now, mind you, a lot of your strategies for how you go about your life were put together by an infantile to very young version of you before your mind was cooked. And you can't be put at fault for that either. It's just what happens with the package. And if you take an anthropological approach to viewing you in your life, you will step out of the story of your life and into your
brilliance that you are.
There are three basic principles to instantaneous transformation. Let's talk about them.
Well, the first one is anything you say no to, anything you resist, anything you wish were different will persist, it will grow stronger, and it will dominate your life. So that's the first principle.
So if you speak to someone and they say something that rattles you, or you don't meet your own expectations somehow, and if you resist that, if you don't just notice it, it will stick around. It will follow you into bed at night. You will chew on it in the evening. It will follow you into your day. It will dim your experience of yourself.
If there's a person in your life that you resist, that you are at odds with, then that's what you mostly think about.
And that's the first principle. And the second principle I already spoke about.
Well, your life can only show up in the current moment exactly as it's showing up. In other words, you can't be in Maui if you're in New York City.
And that also means you cannot possibly be doing your life wrong, because you can only be exactly where you are in any given moment. And if you
But you can think you're doing your life wrong. That's the problem. Most of us are thinking all the time.
But you know what? That's cool, too. You can actually be thinking that you're doing your life wrong, and you can't be any different than you are in that moment.
And you know, the dictionary definition of perfection is lacking no component part, whole, full, complete, immutable. Well, that's this moment. Immutable means
changed.
You can't change it. So if you can change yourself, do it now. Oops, too late. So that means you're perfect. So welcome to perfection. And this is what, look out there, and this is what perfection looks like.
All right. Third principle is this.
Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is, without judging it, without trying to fix it or change it, will complete itself in the moment you see it.
So you know those things you judge yourself for, perhaps how far you are in your career, or maybe what weight you are today, or your relationship status, or how much money you have in the bank, or maybe you judge yourself for that last conversation you had with one of your family members. If you allow yourself to be exactly as you are right now, that'll complete itself. It'll cease to haunt you. Those mechanical behaviors will be over.
Now, that's a lot to say, because you see, we all say we want these mechanical behaviors, these, oh no, I thought I was over this, behaviors to disappear, or so we say.
But wanting them to be over is a form of resistance in disguise. It's like resistance in earrings and a dress, if
right.
You're a gal, and in a tuxedo if you're a guy. It's dressing it up, but it's still a form of resistance.
Right.
So it's really about seeing how you are.
And that this really is it. This moment is it.
Speaking
and
of
so,
this is it.
In this moment, we have a caller.
How thrilling. Barbara, are you there?
Barbara? We had a caller named Barbara.
Hello.
Oh, there she is. Barbara's here.
Good.
We know you were there all along. Sometimes it just takes a moment for it to connect up from the cyberspace thing. Yeah. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Where are you today?
I'm sitting in my apartment in New York.
In what part of the world?
In the East Village of New York City.
Oh, the East Village of New York City. I used to live there when I went to college. Something like 55 years ago.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you today?
I have discovered that I am a super storyteller, and I have been wandering around the city looking at other people, telling myself that their lives are fantastic, that they never get upset, that they live in a state of constant joy, and I have been using that story to feel bad.
Oh, so you're a super fantasy fiction teller.
Right.
I also have a lot of stories about how my life is supposed to be in relation to people and things being close to me, like my artwork and my love life and my family and friends and stuff like that. But it's just a lot of stories.
Yes, what were you going to say, Shai? I don't think she could hear you as you started to talk.
What I was going to say to you was that, you know, those people that you see that are all so happy,
yeah,
they're just like you. They are pretending to be happy, and inside they're thinking they should have a different life than they do.
You know, everybody has insecurities.
This is a world full of people thinking that what they have isn't what they should have, and something better will come along maybe if they're lucky someday. But that's a fantasy. The truth of the matter, Barbara, is that your life can only be exactly as it is, and your protestations are keeping it stuck in a way that you don't appreciate.
Yes. It's true.
That was very good. You said yes. I like that.
Yes, one of the things that's been disturbing me is that I feel upset enough that I'm afraid that I want to be upset, and then I'll get upset with myself for the idea that I want to be upset.
Well, you do.
It's just a strategy put together for survival by a younger version of you.
It got you attention when you were a kid.
Or it seemingly kept you safe from bullies or from uncomfortable situations.
Or it got your parents' attention.
Yeah.
Any and all of the above. We put together these bizarre strategies as kids when you look at them as an adult. But it doesn't mean anything. I don't think that it's problematic to discover that on some levels you're attached to being upset or maybe even enjoy being upset. You were there on Monday night. We were actually talking to a fellow about that in regards to his anger. If he could have really caught how proud he was of getting angry, Without judging that, it could have ended in an instant. But most of us judge things we think are not...
the way we think they should be.
Yeah.
I think I feel a little bit confused. This might sound odd, but I think I feel a little bit confused about how things actually are, partly because I talk to myself about what's going on all the time, and I'll try to just clear my mind and look at a physical object or smell something or look at the sky or something like that to try to release myself from all of that.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? If you're so habituated to that thinky thing.
See, I wouldn't try to get out of it. I would get interested in getting into it. And I know that sounds odd.
But
I don't know. It makes me feel a little self-obsessed, which is... I've been coming to Monday nights for a while now, and I've been thinking, okay, I need to just try to listen to my surroundings, and so I'll try listening to things that I'm looking at. I'll listen to the face of the school building that I'm looking at, or I'll try to listen to whatever I'm wearing, or listen to another person talking, and I feel self-obsessed about the discovery process.
Well, you're working on yourself a little bit.
That's all that is. If you were truly listening, you wouldn't be listening to your thoughts about yourself.
Okay.
Because, you see, when you're really present and listening to another, for instance, then your attention isn't on how you're doing. This idea of that there's something wrong that you need to change or fix is just an idea. Well, see, what would be confronting about discovering who you really are for you is your magnificence. It's like you don't know how to handle that kind of brilliance because your story tells you that you are anything but brilliant.
The other thing is,
occasionally it tells you you're brilliant, but that's only so it can tell you you're not after it got your attention.
And as a performer, you may have some concerns that you'll lose some of your creativity or you'll lose some part of being interesting if that story goes. But I watch you from the front of the room, Barbara, and you can't see you just the same way I can't see me when I'm sitting there. You're there observing me while I'm observing you. And so you could probably tell me things about myself that I have no awareness of. But I'd like to tell you what I've been seeing about you. You're looking clearer in yourself. You look much closer to being here and present and in the moment. And there are moments where you get swept away and you're not listening, you're not thinking all the time. And we know you come in with kind of a protective bubble on Monday nights, but it's fun to watch that protective bubble shrink as you sit there and get involved in the evening.
Yeah. When we distract you from yourself long enough, you actually start to shine like the brilliant being you are.
I am so thrilled that you have given yourself the intimacy course coming up on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd. It's going to be so wonderful for you because the person you really are missing being intimate with is yourself.
And yeah, I understand that. I realized a little while ago that the through line to everything I do in my life, professionally and artistically, is intimacy, very widely defined, from being an interactive theater clown to helping people get married to whatever else it's going to be. It's all about closeness and connection, and to be essentially specializing in closeness and connection in everything I do, and yet to still feel held back from myself or held back being with other people in a really close way over time. I've been super at becoming people's instantaneous best friend, going away for a while, coming back and being their instantaneous best friend again, but there's a kind of true line of closeness that's continuous that I would really like to experience.
Well, you know what? It's available to you. You know, we have to go to a break here shortly. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shaya Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. If you want to meet Barbara in person or meet us in person, you are invited. We personally invite you to the Intimacy Course, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in New York City. There is still room for you. You can find out more about that on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. Still with us, Barbara?
Yes.
Now, you're in your home.
Yes.
You're seated.
Yeah.
Just stand up for a moment.
Okay.
Let us know when you're standing.
I am.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Next. Take one giant step forward.
Or small, or any size step. Doesn't really matter.
But I'd like a good step forward. Did you do it?
I did.
How hard was that?
Not so much. It was great. It was actually fun.
Okay, now turn around.
Yeah.
And take a step back in the other direction. How was that?
What?
Was that fun, too?
Yeah.
Was it easy?
Yeah.
Was it easy?
Yes.
Guess what? Stepping into your brilliance is as easy as that. And you know what? You can tell us about it, but you can't really describe how you did it in a way that I could follow. If you said to me, Ariel, pick up your leg, I'd be like, well, how do I do that? But I'm very capable of taking a step. Stepping into your brilliance is as easy as that, and it's repeatable just like that.
Okay. I know that I'm a playful, bright, loving, interesting, lovely person because I bring that to the world. I bring it to my clients. I bring it artistically. People tell me that all the time. And I almost feel like a two-sided person.
Stop arguing with them then.
What's that?
Stop arguing with them then.
You only argue with them because you have the early book. You have your story. So you can hear what a person says, but then you can say, no, on page 43, I did this. So therefore, I'm not that. But stop reading the early chapters of your book.
Yeah.
And be here.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that's what I would like.
Excellent.
Good.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, thank you, too.
Really fun talking to you, and looking forward to seeing you in a couple weeks, a little less than a couple weeks now.
Okay, have a great holiday.
Thank you. You, too.
Bye.
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 We have another caller. Shall we take him?
Oh, let's.
Mr. Eric.
Good
morning.
Are
you with us? Hi.
I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Well, we're so excited to hear your voice.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. And, you know, it's no accident that I'm calling about stepping into your brilliance. Really interesting day so far.
Yes, where are you, first of all?
How am I? Or where?
Where?
Oh, I'm in Natick, Massachusetts, high atop my own home, and my office and my own home.
I hope you're not sitting
not
on the roof.
No, that would be even...
That's higher on top.
That would be correct. So I'm an attorney and also a literary agent, and one of the things that I had to do today was go to downtown Boston to file some papers with the highest court in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And so I did everything I was supposed to do, got my papers in order. This is not the first time I've done this thing, and I drove all the way into Boston. And, well, the whole way there, there was traffic, and anyway, I got there, and I didn't have a paper I was supposed to have.
Oh, my.
And it was not that big a deal. I had plenty of time to literally, I could have gone back to my home, maybe half hour to an hour drive, and filed another day. So it was not like a malpractice issue thing.
Right.
But it was an embarrassment thing. And by the way, nobody cared but me. And
that's
what was
right.
Interesting in that moment, because they're like, literally the clerk said to me, oh, it happens all the time. And my first thought was, but not to me.
Right.
And I realized in that moment that compassion for myself is so important and allows me to be brilliant. Because in that moment, I let myself off of a guilt hook. And I was like, oh, it happens to everybody. And then I realized in the same courthouse was the lower court that I needed the document from. I could just get a copy of it in the same building. So I asked him, and he was totally fine with waiting while I went, got the document, put it together with the other documents, and the whole thing took literally 3 minutes and cost me $5 in copying fees at the courthouse, and I was done.
Isn't that neat? Had you been beating up on yourself, those options wouldn't have appeared to you.
And so you're absolutely right. And what I think I can only speak for myself, but I'm confident, especially after listening to Barbara and, I don't know, living with human beings on the same planet for a long time, we all, you know, we forget to be compassionate to ourselves and others, I think, and we don't see that, it's just not that big a deal most of the time, whatever it is.
That's right. Whatever it is not that big a deal.
And we think it stops us from being
brilliant. You got food in the refrigerator. You got a house with a roof over your head.
You
got clothes. You're doing great. Rent or mortgage is paid.
Uh-huh.
You know, hey, relax. Take it easy.
Right. And what Ariel was talking about before, with all of the different gametes that we're fighting... I won already.
Now, what did it say that again? All the what's you're fighting?
The gametes that we're fighting to, you know, the sperm and the egg out of all of those.
Okay, good. Listening. You just had to get me pregnant. You used a word that I wasn't familiar with.
Ooh, right. Sorry.
I can't help it. You're just smarter than me.
About some things, maybe. About other things, definitely not. But in any event,
well, that makes you very smart to realize that.
Well, thank you. Thanks. But I feel like, especially listening to all of your shows or most of your shows, I feel like one of the things that you do to help people see their brilliance and what I did for myself today to help me see it was just being compassionate, you know, and
you know, one of the things that you might have missed in that, first of all, I love listening to you, Eric, but one of the things you may have missed in that is the effect you had on that clerk. Because if you had stood there and proceeded to beat up on yourself, it has a ripple effect. That you came up with a strategy to have it work, and he or she was able to work in partnership with you, and well-being was the result, that has a ripple effect on the life of that person and the person that they touch and the person that they touch next. I think sometimes we underestimate
the impact of our behavior.
that you're both right, of course, and that I think the fact that I left that clerk's office smiling makes me probably in the minority of a lot of attorneys.
Well, I think you're the minority of a lot of attorneys to begin with.
Right. And I thanked him because he really helped me out, you know, because he could have taken an attitude with me as well and made a big deal of the fact that if they weren't ready to begin with, the documents weren't exactly so, that it could have been an issue for him.
Well,
I mean, it really was a point.
Too, right?
Is the clerk a lawyer as well?
I actually don't think so. It's not the same kind of clerk who sits with the judges. This is somebody who's at the front desk who takes in papers and things. But to be honest, I don't know if they need a law degree. I'd be surprised if they did. But then again, it's quite possible. I don't know.
Right.
But,
you know, it's also neat as I'm listening to you talk about this individual. It's obvious, Eric, that he was not the means to an end, but you actually had an interaction, a meaningful interaction with another human being today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He,
and, you know,
he was not something to be manipulated to get what I needed.
Right.
For sure.
And lots of times when people are on a mission to do something
right.
or complete something, they forget that person across from them is a person.
Right.
With family and hopes and dreams and aspirations and insecurities.
And feelings.
Yeah.
And a need to be of use.
That's
not abuse.
Absolutely true.
Abuse.
Also, I was just thinking, you know, it's I could look bad to some people by admitting that I didn't have it all together. But, we don't all have it together all the time, 100%.
Well, maybe you do have it together all the time, 100%, but it just doesn't fit with your system of viewing yourself.
You know, by the way, you used it as the comment from the clerk that it happens all the time as the excuse to
have compassion for yourself.
As the excuse to let yourself off the guilt hook. As you
right.
said, if you were the first person this month who had done that, and mind you, the month's getting kind of late in the month,
all right.
you still could have let yourself off the hook because you couldn't
true.
Have done it any other way. Any
Very
excuse
true.
Will do.
But what
let
would
yourself
people
off
think
the guilt
if I let myself off the hook that easily?
Say that again?
What would people think if I let myself off the hook that easily?
They'd probably think, gee, that Eric's a happy guy. I'd like to be around him more. Let me hire him to do my business.
Thank you.
It's funny, you know, this expression, off the hook. I was thinking, who was it that was in one of our workshops that didn't want to let their father off the hook? And then I recalled who it was. And, you know, that even that you have somebody on a hook is a pretty gross visual.
I remember that. When I was a kid, I went to a Madame Tussauds wax museum in Canada because I grew up in Oregon.
Right.
And they had this, like, Chamber of Horrors where they actually had a guy on a hook, you know, blood coming down and rats and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, it ruined the whole thing. I remember nothing else from that thing, and I never wanted to go to a Madame Tussauds again. It was just a horrifying visual image for me, you know? I don't know where that came, but probably realistically that whole phrase actually came from when they actually put people on a hook. And I don't think you need to do that to yourself anymore.
No, the way you just described that, I really want to continue to avoid that from now on.
Yeah, but if you avoid it, you'll create it, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll just notice it really vigorously.
really
nice
great.
Nice to hear you being funny again.
Thank you. It's good to be funny with you guys. And thank you so much for having the show and letting me call in.
Yeah, we loved having you here today. So thanks for calling. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, just hi to whoever's listening who I haven't seen in a while. I love you guys, and I'm sure I'll see you sometime soon.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Well,
come on down.
Maybe you should come down from Boston for the intimacy course.
Or something. Look at your schedule, see what works, because we'd really love to see you. And by the way...
You know, we were speaking with somebody not too long ago, and they were talking about closing the deal. And most people don't ask, so the deal doesn't get closed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I say, come on down to New York for the intimacy workshop.
And speaking of which, Eric,
close your own deal.
I know that you are doing a Say Yes to Your Life New England. Why don't you tell people how to find it? Of course, by the way, you can find that up on our website, Transformation Made Easy, all the meetups. But tell people of your next date and where it is. Invite them.
Yeah, you can do it right now. And people in California can make arrangements to come to visit you.
Wow, that would be awesome. Well, the next one's going to be Tuesday, June 19th. It's a Tuesday night at 6:30 in Natick, Massachusetts, which is the next town over from Wellesley, if you've heard of Wellesley College. It's a suburb of Boston. We have it at this beautiful, very modern library where we have a lovely room, and there's Internet access. So if people are interested in, if they can't physically attend, I'm setting up Skype possibilities. I'm going to be talking to one of my friends, Dave, who's going to try to create a hub in New York for people to actually talk to us on computer. I'm hoping to have a couple of computers there.
Excellent.
They can also, if they're fans of Meetup, they can join this Meetup group, which is Say Yes to Your Life New England. They can find the group on Facebook, which is, again, Say Yes to Your Life New England. And I think those are the places where you can keep track of it.
And up on our website on the left-hand side under seminars, you go down to the meetups and you click on Say Yes to Your Life New England. It'll take you right to the page that Eric's talking about.
Yeah, thank you. So even if you're in Europe and you want to stay up late and Skype, we can make it work.
All right.
So just get in touch via the meetup or the Facebook.
You know what, Eric? It's really lovely to hear you saying yes to your life.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. And whenever you can make it down, whether it's for intimacy or the course we're doing in July, Creativity and Intuition.
Love that course.
I love that course, too. It is so much fun. That's July 27th through 29th. So
well, I love all our courses.
I do, too.
Even though I don't remember any of them.
That's what happens when you're being here.
Right. I mean, you know, I go there and I'm there and I take the course with everybody else and my life transforms yet again.
And you emerge as a more expanded version of yourself, but then we don't usually replay the book like we were talking to Barbara.
Right.
We're on to the next
novel.
We're
on to the next moment. So. Yeah. So join us in the next moment.
Well, hey, speaking of which, we have to go to a commercial now, so please come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, wealth and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Hey, just want to let you know, next week's show is Put Your Listening Ears On. So put it in your calendar and tune in next week as well.
And tell your friends to join you in listening.
Hey, why not?
Hey, it's a new possibility for a new world. It starts with you. You know, everybody's for world peace, but it starts with individual peace. And unless you're at peace in yourself, you can't expect it to happen out there. It starts with you. Your life. It all starts with you.
And, you know, working on yourself doesn't work, but being brilliant does. And being here and brilliant are synonymous.
When you're here, when you're really being present in your life, you are brilliant.
And you're creative, you're intuitive, you're intimate. You are you. And that is a spectacular thing.
Hey, we have another caller, don't we?
Before we take her, I just want to do a quick shout-out to our friend Holly. She graduates tomorrow.
Congratulations, Holly. She's graduating and from a school that has trained her to be a principal of schools.
And we're very proud of you, and congratulations. And our friend Andy got an audition today or an interview with an agent, and we hope he's there now. We hope he's currently kicking butt and breaking a leg, because that's what they say. Not literally,
well,
but...
Well, we'd really like him to be successful.
Yeah. Also, it's not too late to join us in Cambridge for Step Into Your Brilliance. Mena, if you're out there today listening, we are so thrilled you're putting it together. We have people from all over the world coming. I know that.
And Cambridge is such a cool town.
It's gorgeous.
It's like going back in history, you know, with all this scholarliness.
It's just amazing. And they have the world's coolest clock there.
Really, really.
Yeah, you're invited. And, of course, as we were mentioning with Eric, Creativity and Intuition, July 27th through 29th, that's available, too. Now, let's take...
Now, Janine, are you there?
The lovely Janine.
Sure.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Where are you today?
I'm in my school. I'm in New York.
Oh, well, thanks for...
So are you a student?
No, I'm not a student. I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher. Well, you know, you said you're in your school.
We knew that, but we thought we'd let everybody in on it.
I figured I'd let you brag a little bit about what you do.
Oh, okay, well, thanks.
What can we do for you today?
I was trying to think of a question, and I was just thinking about how I can be inspired and happy and have, like, just love and trust all around me. That's what I've been thinking a lot about lately.
Well, Well, the thing is this. You got to start by being as you are. Because however you are in the current moment of your life is how you need to be to have your life transform into that state that you were requesting.
Right.
See, if you're saying no to any aspect of your life, then you get stuck with what you say no to. So if your life isn't showing up as you would prefer, then you're keeping it that way by resisting it.
Yeah. It's so hard to, I'm aware lately of like how often I do say no to things, even just the littlest things, and it happens though.
Yeah, but you see, you don't like to see that you say no. So you're resisting seeing that you say no, which keeps your no around. See, if you became interested, like you were an anthropologist studying a culture of one called Janine,
mm-hmm.
if you just noticed without making Janine wrong for being the way she is, how much she says no, she'll stop saying no pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it to get her to stop saying no.
Right.
I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the show, but we were really talking about how you cannot be different than you are and to not take personally how you're operating as an adult, because it's an amalgam between what you were enculturated into. You know, I don't take it personally that you're speaking English to me. It's what I was dipped in. I learned English. You learned English. We didn't have a choice.
Right, right.
Well, you didn't also have a choice in regards to
the internal conversation that you listen to.
Including right. how much you say no.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where awareness comes in. That's where it's inspiring. That's where when you start to see how this amalgam is put together without judging what you see, you can, by the process of simply looking, it's a little bit like holding something that's frozen in time, things that we learned, like a block of ice in the sun. Your awareness operates like radiant heat, and it melts mechanical behavior so that you're left with the authentic you, not what's been passed down for generations, and not in resistance to what's being passed down either. You're just left with you, and you are amazing.
But by comparing yourself and how your life is showing up to how you think it should be with other people, you get stuck in that place of comparison, and then you're never enough.
Right.
See, Janine, you can't be different than you are in the current moment of your life.
No,
right now, you could only be where you are. Your body's posture can only be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Your current circumstances, the temperature in the room you're in can only be what it is. That's just the way it is. Now, if you say no because you think it ought to be different, well, that's just a thought. Doesn't
and
change
you can't help saying no if you're saying no.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. You could hear it a little bit from Eric if you were listening to him, because he'd come through the other side. You have to know the moment he realized he did not have the form that he was supposed to have after having driven there for an hour in traffic, his first initial reaction had to be, oh, no. That's normal. That's knee-jerk. That's not a problem. It's now what?
Right,
you can
right.
say, oh, no, and it's just as simple as the exercise we did with Barbara where we said, take a step. You can just take a step. But if you take that, oh, no, seriously.
Yeah, I had that experience yesterday when I came home from Dallas. I got a letter in the mail saying that I didn't pay my rent, and I knew I paid my rent because I knew I sent it out. But so I went to the office, and they couldn't answer the question. I had to wait till today. But I looked on my account, and I realized I sent it to my old apartment management company, and there was nothing I could do about it. So, but I handled it, and it's getting taken care of. But initially I was like, oh gosh, my credit rating, it's gone. You know, like,
I'm sure they'll understand if you explain it to them.
Yeah, they did. I got in touch with them and everything, and they did. But
great.
You know, the initial reaction was definitely, you know, nervousness and worried that it was going to be a big problem.
You learned to be nervous and worried. You grew up around people who were nervous and worried.
You know, I don't know if you know Dorothy
and
Francis, who come to Monday. And it's a little different now because they're so coming into themselves. But there was a while there was something really similar about them and how they approached dating, for instance.
Right, and we couldn't figure out what it was until
one
day.
They reminded us so much of each other.
That one day they started talking about where they went to school. Now,
Francis is a little bit
a few years older than Dorothy. I don't know exactly how many, but there's an age difference. But they both went to the same school and had the same headmistress
it was a
school only for girls.
Uh-huh.
And it was really wild how this schooling had impressed itself on the way they went about their lives. And it was actually really exciting to see because it was yet another opportunity to depersonalize how one views the world or how one interacts. It allowed them to relax about being them rather than to go, gosh, what's wrong with me? I have this disconnect here or in that area of my life. Well, what if you've been trained and taught by the same person and that person happened to be missing a page or two in the manual called How to Go About Living.
And you learn from the manual that people who've been studying from that manual pass down generation to generation. It's not this big deal. There's just other possibilities, and you're now beginning to discover they exist.
You know, when I was a kid, one of my favorite things, at least for a while, was my dad would take us over to Baskin and Robbins 31 flavors of ice cream. And I loved, you know, I used to like to try all
that anymore.
No, I used to try all the different flavors, but I almost always came back to pralines and cream. I like pralines.
It's really good.
And I think about it, you know, it's like there are 31 different flavors of worry and upset, and you learned your flavor
your
in the family
flavor, right?
That you grew up in the culture you grew up in. You know, if we were to get people from your school together, your family together, there would be a similarity in the flavor of it.
You know, when you say this, something really wild happened during the night. I was dreaming about you dying.
Uh-huh.
And how could I possibly replace you? And I didn't wake up from the dream, but I became aware of it. And I thought, why am I worried about Ariel dying? I'm 17 years older than her. Chances are much greater that I'm going to die before she does. So what is this worry? And
Either way, you lose each other.
Yes, it's possible.
Worrying about how it's going to or when it's going to happen will waste this moment of our lives. So why even think about that? But most people get lost in worrying about, because your mind is a survival machine. And it's looking to find ways to survive. And how will I survive if the person I'm most attached to disappears from me? You know, but most people are constantly lost in thoughts like that. If you realize that you don't have to worry about that, then you can free yourself from it.
I love that you can go into your dreams and actually bring yourself back to center in your dream life.
Yeah, but that's what
cool.
I ended up doing last night.
I used to do that a lot when I was younger.
Yeah, well, maybe
we
were tuning in on you already.
Yeah, maybe.
I used to do that a lot.
You
I used to always
night.
Fly in my dreams, and I would go over all of the buildings. Like, I wouldn't fly, like, zoom like Superman. I would fly, like, just hover over everything. I was always, like, uplifted over something just to get around obstacles, basically.
Well, maybe it's time for you to fly into your brilliance.
Yeah, and I was able to also control.
We'll let you fly.
Right.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I said, We may all step into our brilliance. You're welcome to fly.
You're welcome to fly into your brilliance.
Okay.
You know, the only, I'm saying this not only to you, Janine, but to our listeners out there. If you're not experiencing your brilliance, you're lost somewhere in your thoughts, and chances are in the story of your life.
Ideas
about what
your considerations about your own inadequacies.
And the moment you notice yourself talking to yourself about how you're doing,
in that moment, you're no longer present. So you can use that as a barometer for how you're doing, you see. Whether you're present or not. If you're having a conversation about how you're doing, it tells you you're not present, that you're outside of the current moment and lost in a thought loop.
And it just is an indicator that all you have to do is turn your attention, that virtual miner's light that you have on your head, and take it from shining in your eyes and bring it out
in front of you.
Out into the world. There's just so much wonder here if you're here for it. Each day, the weather is different.
Each moment, the weather is different.
There are projects to be done and people, I mean, like this interaction Eric had with the clerk, that will never happen again. It's a unique moment in time, and if you're here for it, it's fantastic.
It's brilliant.
I wish I was. I couldn't get the connection to keep running through in my office. But what are you going to do?
You know what you do? You simply listen to it at another time, at another place, when you're not in your office, when it comes out on the archive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that was perfect that you lost it. And you know what else is perfect?
You're gonna
just run out of time.
Yes, and you're going to get it and lose it and get it and lose it. And that's what enlightenment's about, discovering how to keep reconnecting to the moment when you lose it and not spending time complaining to yourself that you've lost it.
Life is perfect. And you know what? We perfectly have to go. Thank you so much for
calling in today,
Janine. Really.
Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. We'll be back next week, everyone.
So come on back.
And please.
Don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering